Another thing in Shemitah is called Spichim. Spichim means additions. What's Spichim? If you don't know what Spichim is, a big problem. You have to know what Spichim is. Spichim is additions. What does that mean? Not the main thing that grows in the plant, other additions. We'll see exactly what that means. What does that mean? Minat Torah. The Torah says, Kol shetotzi aret v'shana shvi. According to the Torah, anything which that the land produces on the seventh year, ben min hazera shenafal lifnei shvi'it ben shealu me'alehem v'shvi'it, muta. Even if you sowed it before Shemitah, or it fell into the land during Shemitah, you didn't do anything. From the Torah, you're allowed to eat those vegetables. Rangazru Chazal, and the Rakot Derech Ofen Adar Zoram Meginot Minit Vua Vekitniot Shigam Atzomeh Maneh Mashvid Asuri Ma'achida Ve'amakten Chayam Akad Mardu. But Chazal made a decree on all the Spichim. Spichim means a thing that grew alone, things that you didn't plan, they grew alone. So all those, the Gzer of Chazal, not to act in them as Shemitah, not to pick them, and not to water them, and not to grow them. Yeah? And someone who does do that, Chayav Makot Mardut, lashes.
Esther, what do they get? What? They get lashes for?
Lashes, 39.
For picking these things that grew on their own.
Yeah.
Right.
Just go
on their own.
They're
committed
to us? No. From the Torah, yeah. From Chazal, no. Why is this decree? Why does Chazal make this decree? Because we're afraid that people are going to grow these things on Shemitah. People don't have Yirat Shamayim. And then they're going to say, oh, it's Tzfichin, it's fine. That's why we say even Tzfichin is us. Tzfichin is different in Shviz than regular fruit of Shviz. Tzfichin is only in the places where Olei Babel conquered. We said already in the beginning, we learned by Shemitah, that there's two types of Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael. There's Kedushas in Eretz Yisrael, Olei Mitzrayim, the place where the Jews came from Egypt, Eretz Yisrael, with Yehoshua bin Nun, there's certain boundaries. And then there's the Kedusha of the Jews that came back for the second temple. Okay? And that's the Kedusha we have today. The Kedusha LeDorot, it's called. Kedusha for generations, stays forever. And Mashiach comes, he's going to expand. But it's not such a big area. South of Ashkelon, Gaza, doesn't have Isus Svichin over there. Isus Svichin is only in places where for sure Olei Babel. It's not Olei Babel for sure. Doesn't have Isus Svichin over there. And you'll have to pick there.
So then it's perfectly okay to turn Gaza into rubble.
Can, then you could grow the things there. Is dead body good for fertilization?
Oh, very good. Yeah. Like my wife has a wonderful cookbook called The Neighborly Cookbook, which is designed to eliminate the Gazans.
So, but today we don't know, again, exactly where is the Shemitah, where is the borders of Olei Babel, the borders of Olei Mitzrayim. There are certain places which we know that we can be lenient. For example, Ba'arava Adrumit, in the southern part of the Arava, it's close to Eilat. A lot of farms, not a lot of people in there. There's a few kibbutzim in the south. You know when they work down there? They work until like 10 o'clock in the morning, and then from 5 o'clock in the afternoon until the night. Because they can't, in the summer, because you can't work there after 10 o'clock in the morning, because it's 45 degrees Celsius. It's very hot. It's very dangerous. You know, it works and not the Jews, of course, don't work there. They have a Thailandian who work in the field. And they're all covered. Everything. Nothing's exposed. It's very dangerous. They're working in the sun. So they work until 10 o'clock in the morning, and from 5 o'clock in the afternoon. In the day, they don't, they can't work. So between 10 and 5, it's very dangerous to be outside for so long. Go out to the Makolet. Yerakot ha'gdelim be'ezor shebein Ashkelon le'Aza. So vegetables grow between Ashkelon and Aza, like Gush Katif, Zal, that area. Also there is definitely not Olei Bavel, and therefore you can make it with Sfichim over there. Except that grow on their own, they don't have Gushas to be
Yisrael.
Grow by
Jews, okay?
Yeah, no problem. Especially the Gush Katif, the way they used to grow, they always used to put plastic between the land and the vegetables. It's not even growing in the land. So definitely you can be leaning into
that. But that stuff is only for the spiffing. The rest is still has to be those areas.
If it's grown...
Anything.
I mean, that was grown.
I'm saying those places which the land itself is there to Israel, right?
Yes, for Israel spiffing, talking about it. We don't need Sfichin at all, the Shemitah year. But you're allowed to take it and feed it to your animals. Okay? You can't give it to your mouth, but you can put it down there and they'll eat it. You're allowed to eat Sfichin. Okay? You can't plant the Sfichin, take the seed and plant it the next year. So you can't make juice out of Sfichin. You gotta take the carrots that grew on themselves and juice them also.
There's 40 communities, 40 Jewish communities in the border of Gaza.
40?
Jewish communities.
40?
40. What if during Shemitah, there's nothing that they can grow, right? They have to let everything go.
We'll see soon that there's certain things they could do. Hetel Mechira, we're going to talk about later. Okay, we'll see that there's things that people do. So, there's all kinds of levels when you buy Shemitah vegetables and fruits. We're talking about vegetables over here. Like, yeah, vegetables. All kinds of levels. He's going to list them in order. What's the best? What's not the best? First thing is, he said, vegetables that grow disconnected from the land, there's the sheets of plastic, whatever they put on the ground, which disconnect the vegetable, the soil from the land, he said, that's the best. There's no good reason that it grows in another slide. Jews grow them, they farm them, they buy from Jews, there's no shvi's, no problem with them. That's the best.
Then
he says, what?
They put plastic down, and then they put dirt on
no,
the
they
plastic?
Don't put dirt, they grow it in
containers.
Yeah, containers.
In what?
Containers.
With dirt?
Yeah, it's obviously. But it's not on the ground, not on the plastic. It's in the pots.
Without a hole, with a hole?
With a hole, that's very different, because you have the plastic on the...
It's grown in dirt, in a pot.
And it's in a closed place.
That's enclosed.
Yeah, that's the best.
Now, what I've seen a new system where they're growing it in warehouses, on shelves.
Yeah,
that's called marijuana.
No, actually, what they're growing is lettuce because it has a high market value.
Where is this? Here in outside?
It started in Japan, and I think it's going to be here too.
But according to Halacha, wood is not good enough. These shelves are metal.
No, these are metal shelves.
Metal shelves.
You're talking about, you know, like 200 or 300 high.
200 or 300
shelves high.
Really?
You're talking about those massive warehouses.
Ah, those like for an airplane to put in.
Exactly, a hangar.
A hangar.
Everything's done by robots.
Really? I don't like that. What about the feeling?
LED lights. You know, it's like you get.
I'm sure it has less nutrition value. I wrote that. Anyways,
can it be organic if it's grown by a robot?
Why not? Today, I eat organic grapes.
You have no bugs because it's completely hermetically sealed.
Yeah, interesting.
I think when food is grown by companies like that, the world becomes a dangerous place.
Yeah, there's no connection.
Talk to Bill Gates with GMOs.
So the first thing, as we said, the best vegetable to get in the Shemitah year is vegetable that was grown here in Eretz Yisrael, disconnected from the land. All the vegetables which are considered bugless are grown like that. All the vegetables which are considered bugless, the good hechsher on them, they're grown like that. They're disconnected from the land. They're grown in pots. They have to be, otherwise they won't be bugless. Start up.
Now, what is a good hechsher?
A good hechsher. I'm not here to give signs, to give tzionim, to give point. I can't give you tell you how much good was that. Rabbi Prati is good, the Badat is good also. So, Yerakot me'arava shegadu b'shishit, afilu me'ad gidul v'nikitu b'shvi'it. The next level is that vegetables that were grown in the Arava. The Arava is part of Eretz Yisrael in the south close to Eilat, on the eastern part of Israel. In the desert, a lot of peppers are grown there in the summer. All kinds of vegetables are grown there. Chatzilim grow there, hot climate. Tomatoes grow there sometimes.
So it's south of Beersheba.
Yeah, betach. A lot south of Beersheba. Another 2 hours down. An hour and a half down. It's hot, hot, hot there. If they were grown during the sixth year, even though they were picked on the seventh year, since they're grown down there, we could be meikel and we could eat and buy it with no kedusha at all. Grows on the land, and by the cucumbers, all the things. You have to know where it came from. From the Arava, I don't know which kibbutzim are down there. Your Tzvata down there.
Can you say that?
Which kibbutzim?
If they had a good texture, would you say that?
Could be.
Where it came from,
probably. Yes. The third level is things that grew down there with Heter Mechila. Or they were grown in the Golan with Heta Mechila, because the whole eastern part of Israel, Jews didn't live there during Bais Sheni.
North,
south, also.
But wasn't that east, part of the 12 tribes?
All east Israel is like that, right? More or less.
Yeah. The Golan.
Golan is very east.
But the Golan
had. Golan is very east. Look in the map. It has a whole like that. That's the Galil, and then the Golan is over here.
But I thought that was part of the tribes. One of the tribes had
no
that.
Said that. No one said no. We still talk about Dushas Ole Babel. The Dusha of the people who came from Babel after the destruction of the first temple, before the building of the second temple. With Heta Mechira that came either from Heta Mechira? First you should know that there's a term like that. If it's Heta Mechira and it came from the Golan or it came from the Arava, okay? We can make it to eat it. There's no kedusha shvi'is.
Meaning the land is sold to Israel?
Yes, that's what it means. So, goy. The fourth level is vegetables that grew on the other side of Jordan. The other side of the Jordan River. Which also has kedusha shvi'is, but to a less degree. And since the Rabbanan, you believe in it. Why is it a minus that it's in Jordan?
Why is it
a minus that it's from Jordan? Why should you give your money to Arabs?
Worse, why are you giving it to the
They give tzedakah. You know they give tzedakah? To Hamas and all this. They also give tzedakah.
It is.
I heard that the army bombed the tzedakah places in Gaza.
There are parts of Jordan that is now controlled by the ISIS, which is the caliphate, which are the wonderful people that are now controlling Syria. Go to JerusalemCast.com.
It's not true.
Go to JerusalemCast.com.
It's not true.
back in the day, it was our land anyway.
It doesn't make a difference to me.
There's more in this room, no politics.
I don't care
who
lives.
Thank you.
Yaket, maze, politika, zesh to yod. Hashem's taking care of us.
Right.
I'm just saying that vegetables, if they do come from Jordan, it's good to buy, but it's not as good as buying from Eretz Yisrael in a place where it could be lenient in Eretz Yisrael, for example, the Golan or in Arava, it's
but
better to buy from Jordan.
Trans-Jordan only, or Jordan only because it used to be our land, it has a less degree of
Dusha now.
Dusha.
But in buying from Goyim, it's less.
Right. I mean, the level, whatever, 5 or 6, we buy it from America, buy it from
can,
Europe, buy it from.
Can, yeah, it's a different thing. But we'll see, we'll get to that in a second. Yirakot shegadlu miyuvaim mitzrayim. The fifth level is that it was grown from Egypt. I don't know why he's bringing a difference in Egypt there.
Egypt also maybe had some producers over there 200 something years.
Maybe. I don't know exactly why Egypt is less good than Jordan.
But are they even exporting?
I don't know what. They're exporting. Depends what.
Lulav. And that's where our lulavs come from.
Yeah, the lulavs come from there. El Arish.
But I mean, they're having a major famine right now.
Siddur. They don't need lulavs, I know. The sixth level is vegetables that were grown in Eretz Yisrael from Heter Mechira, but it was worked only by Goyim. The land was worked only by Goyim. Everything was done by Goyim. Okay? The sixth level is vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael with Heter Mechira, and only Goyim worked in the land. That's the sixth level. The seventh level is vegetables that were grown in Gaza. I don't think they're growing anything down there right now.
They torched them all
when
they moved in
17. Yeah, you know, there's a whole article that once the Jews left there, nothing's growing over there. It's true. Nothing
they destroyed the greenhouses. That's the first thing they did. Now I have videos where what they're planning is grad missiles. They dig them underground so they can't bomb us. They can't bomb. We can't bomb them.
But it has to be that it actually grew there in Gaza. They don't know it's grown there. You have to be supervised that it's grown there. But as they say that it's grown there, it's not grown there. Anyways, now it's not an issue. But the only thing is the only thing that comes from Gaza does is missiles. And we unfortunately give them electricity and water. And
no, and the electricity went down yesterday.
No, only 70,000 people.
Ah, it's a start.
What, 3 million people there? Chet. Yirakot, the last level is the vegetables that grew in Eretz Yisrael with Heter Mechira that Jews worked the land. It's the lowest level.
The Golan and Ashdod was worked Heter Mechira with Goyim or
Golan and Arava.
Right, that's it. That was
the even if Jews worked it.
So the last level is the Heter Mechira with Jews working the land.
In Eretz Yisrael.
How could Jews work the land if they sold it?
They're working for the guy. It's the lowest level. Did you see? Didn't even mention here. It's our basin.
Right.
It's our basin. No one works the land. No one works the land. It's our basin. It's our basin is usually food that grow. No one works the land. We'll see in a second what's our basin.
Now, what about vegetables that are imported from the EU, the United States?
Perfect. Very important. You buy kufsaot shimurim. Definitely kufsaot shimurim. Canned vegetables or frozen vegetables. And Eretz Yisrael. It could stay in a can for 2 years, I don't know how long, 3 years, I don't know, it has a date, expiration date, maybe a year, 2 years, I don't know.
Maximum expiration date is 5 years.
5 years even. So you just buy after.
And that's on JerusalemCast.com.
You buy it after Shemitah, even after Shemitah, even a year after Shemitah, 2 years after Shemitah, 3 years after Shemitah. You have to look at the can. If it says, Yehud Shvi, usually it says, Heter Mechira. Or it will say, Otsa Beidin, hopefully not, because you can't buy it really or it will say Yevun Nochri a lot of times. Most of the time, it will say rather Madat Echshar on it, it will have Yevun Nochri. It's from Goyim, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Or in Eretz Yisrael, but a land of a Goyim.
I will say it right by that Echshar.
Yeah, usually 100%. Yeah. Also grape juice and stuff. Fine, grape juice for years afterwards. 4 years. I remember one firm. It was a few years after Shemitah. And we didn't realize, we were young boys, we bought wine for Puri. It was still very cheap. A box, like 3 liter, or like a box, inside of like a bag. And it has like a tap.
Bag in a box.
Yeah. So we bought that for Purim, cheap, young boys. I don't know, 60 or 70 years old. And we came back to Yeshua. We said, Zeta Mechira. Usually we don't buy Zeta Mechira, we're buying only Yevun Nochri. So he asked the Rav, he said, you bought it already? Chachila, I would tell you not to buy it. It's better to buy Yevun Nochri. You bought it, it's not like us, so a lot of Rabbanim. They're permitted. After all, it's the Rabbanan, the whole Shemitah, and it's Zeta Mechira is a Kula, but it's the Rabbanan. We know if there's a Kula in the Rabbanan, we do go like the Kula. Set up. Tomorrow is no shiur. Yom Rabi'i is no shiur. Yom Chamishi, you know what? It's like this. Tomorrow there's no shiur. And please everyone will do 1 hour in Bodhu Zan Amisar tomorrow. And on Wednesday and Thursday we'll give a shiur. Okay? You agree with me? Okay, good. But tomorrow there won't be a shiur because anyways we're fasting, anyways do going in Bodhu, you're supposed to go and do it. The main thing of the fast is the tshuva, right? Not that you don't eat and drink. The main thing is the tshuva. The Gemara says. We go down in the Alaf also. So we go to the field, or if it's too hot, the Mars is a little bit warm, and today's gorgeous out, like gorgeous day outside. Wind, breeze, all day. Not in the shade. Even sometimes you feel like you need a sweater. Really strong wind, very nice. Tomorrow's going to be a little bit warmer, I heard. So of course, you're fasting, not to be outside too long, and unless you're in a shady place. But still, you can do the dut, and davening for Am Yisrael, we need the prayers very much. Right? Don't trust the soldiers, don't trust the Kippat Barzeh. Baruch Hashem, Hashem gave us these things, but don't trust it. You know what? The Pikud HaOrev, I don't know how you call it in English, the people, the army which is in charge of the cities and stuff.
Home front command.
Home front command. Pikud HaOrev, it's called in Hebrew. They themselves tell you not to trust the Kippat Barzeh, right? They tell you run into the Merchav Mugan, into the safe place. Because today also a boy got wounded, an 8-year-old boy.
I have full instructions from there in English on everything from how to handle it to people with special needs and how to handle that.
Najdo, the 8-year-old boy, a little bit. No, a different boy. An 8-year-old boy.
And it was a little bit. 17-year-old.
Yesterday was slightly wounded. Shema Rachem, not easy, not simple. But also, I don't know if you heard the news, but yesterday, between 8 and 10 o'clock in the night, they shot about 100 rockets just to the south. 100. There were sirens non-stop. If you hear the radio in the Israeli radio, automatically it goes. They turn off the radio and it goes to the siren. It tells you where there's a siren. Non-stop. They couldn't speak on the radio. Every 2 seconds, Ashdod, Ashkelon, this, that place, Be'er Sheva, Netivot, Sderot, the whole south. A lot of missiles. My wife was there at the wedding last night. She said they heard only twice the siren because the music was playing very loud.
The biggest problem you're going to have with Iron Dome is unexploded ordnance.
Yeah, that's
which are
what
extremely
all the, most
dangerous.
Most of the wounds were from that. They fall down, the whatever the remains, and if someone's nearby, it could hurt the person. It's metal. Hot metal. Going from I don't know how many 100 meters up in the sky. It hits a person, you kill a person. Usually, yeah, that's the main problem.
Okay.
But we have the power, we're learning Torah. We're leaving our power, we're learning Torah, and we're you're davening, the daven from Yisrael, to speak out, to say to Hashem, Hashem, please save all of us, save us. It's not easy. Mentally, we need a mental cure, we need the tshuva, that all the soldier that goes to fight, you should know that it's just a nothing, it's just all Hashem, if Hashem wants to succeed. Like Sidbon, Yosef Chaim, Sidbon, when the Avreichim here, he was collecting money, he bought a lot of tzitzis, he's giving the soldiers, they want. He had only 17 tzitzis. And a lot of soldiers want down there because they're afraid, they believe that that's a shield. Even though they have the ceramic, what is it called, ceramic?
Yeah. They're bulletproof vests.
Bulletproof vests and everything. They don't trust it, they want tzitzis.
No, this is far better than bulletproof vests.
Yeah.
Remember that story that you sent us?
Yeah.
About the guy who someone gave him
Siddur.
And he folded it up and
the bullet hit the Siddur, it hit his heart.
Oh, we need the last page of that.
It doesn't exist anymore by me.
Okay.
Forgive me.